another op-ed from one of our dedicated listeners.
I gotta say that that previous message from that baby boomer, that old man that says that all Gen Z are lazy and we all need to go into the military, how outrageous. And I'm actually surprised that you guys allowed him to say that. This baby boomer, who had a great opportunity for home prices, gas prices, income, retirement plans, all of that was basically handed to them back in the day. None of that is available to us anymore. Jobs are horrible now. There are no retirement plans. We cannot buy a house. Prices are outrageous. Gas prices are outrageous. There's nothing available to us now like there was for baby boomers. It was all swept away when we came into this world. And now we have this baby boomer saying we're all lazy and we're all entitled and we all need to go into the military. How dare him? I would love to buy a house at the price that he paid for. I would love to buy the income equality like he had. It's just disgusting the tunnel vision that these people have. We're not lazy. Just give us the opportunity to have the same thing as they did.
Yeah, I'm Hank from Sacramento, California. Just wanted to share my opinion on food prices, gas prices, the economy, inflation, how we're all being taken advantage of. It's disgusting. And I hate these record-breaking profits that the food industry is making, but yet they still say that inflation is what is affecting high prices. You know, you have this Walmart family continually raising prices every day, and they have record profits for shareholders. There's something wrong. Why do us, the common American folk, have to pay for these high prices when you have a huge mega food company like Walmart providing and stating their record profits for shareholders? Doesn't anybody see that it's not inflation, it's not the economy, it's just the greed of these food companies that are taking advantage of the situation? It's disgusting. What can we do? All we can do is just take it. We pay the high prices and continue to give these record profits to these companies.
Yeah, my name is Michael from New York. And I just wanted to say how frustrating it is that we are the most powerful country on the planet. We are the strongest. We have an amazing opportunity to have two superior, strong presidential candidates. And who do we have? We have two old men, two old candidates. This is what we can come up with as a nation, Biden and Trump. With all the technology that we create, all the jobs, all just the beautiful country that we have. And these are the two candidates that we have to decide upon, Trump and Biden. It's actually scary. And we're only given the choice of two. A third party is just not going to happen at this time. So these are our choices, an old, fragile man and a man that's in the White House right now. It's just unbelievable that we have to make this decision between the two. I don't want to vote for a criminal, and I don't want to vote for a man that doesn't even know where he is. What are our options?
To get on the air and give us your opinion editorial, just go to dailycast.news/talk.